Tramp with Charlie Tuna and Dreamer. I'm going to play this next song from my bank. I'm getting a little worried about them. I had one of my checks come back marked insufficient funds. I mean, what kind of bank is it that doesn't have 25 bucks? Get it right next time.
Just if you
Jeopardy with Charlie Tuna and get it right next time. Well, here's something you might want to consider the next time. Sex may be more effective than saccharin for persons who want to lose weight. The Environmental Nutrition Newsletter reports a new computer study has found that lovemaking burns between 125 and 300 calories per session, depending on the fervor, while kissing burns between 6 and 12 calories. The authors of the study calculate that people who make love twice a week and who kiss three times a day burn up an extra 32,000 calories per year. They say this exertion should cause you to lose 9.13 pounds a year. For the person who likes the amorous activity but doesn't want to lose the weight, the newspaper adds you can offset the weight loss by eating an extra 13.77 pounds of milk chocolate each year. Maybe that 98-pound weakling on the beach isn't so bad off after all. What's he been doing? Charlie Tuna. Planning to move your household goods by a commercial mover? Or maybe you've just arrived at your new duty station and discovered some items were damaged en route. Some moving companies are demanding more than one cost estimate for damaged property belonging to members of the armed forces. Remember, the cost of additional estimates should be paid by the moving firms. If you pay commercial fees, check with the Post Claims Office for full details. It may save you money. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
Hey, Edith, come out in the kitchen. I want to show you something the magazine has.
It's not here, Daddy. She ran down the market.
Ah, oh, gee, I hope she don't get hung up in them sales down there. She's a sucker for specials. That's why they got 15 pounds of nuts in the closet. We ain't even got a monkey.
I eat those nuts.
Well, you ain't long out of the trees, anyway.
Hey,
Edie,
there you are. Gee, we're waiting here. We're stuck.
Don't rush me, Archie Bunker. You get your dinner on time. You always get your dinner on time. And don't you forget that, neither.
Come on, let me help you with those bags.
Leave me alone.
Hey, yeah, I eat it there. Is something right on you?
No.
Oh, I just want to know you're all
right. Don't argue with me.
Edith, I ain't arguing. I guess
if you're not asking for a fight, you're going to get one. No, leave me alone. Damn it.
Did she really say that?
If I didn't hear that with my own ears, I wouldn't believe it.
Listen to that. She never walloped the pots that way. Gee, I don't know what to expect from her next.
Oh, my, it's so nice to be home.
You ain't mad at nothing there, Edith?
Mad? No. Why should I be mad? Here's some beer.
Ma, you sure you're all right?
Sure, I'm fine. Why?
Oh, not to nothing, Edith. I just want you to be ready, you know, for our three-day excursion down to Florida. That's all.
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's swell, swell. Hey, sit down on your chair there, will you? I want to show you something in the magazine I just found. Oh, wait till I show you. There's one of them in here, an all-bear band.
A naked band at Disney World?
No, Edith. You know, bears, like brown bears, grizzly bears.
Well, I hate bears.
Yeah, but they ain't real bears, Edith. Look.
I hate all bears. Take it away.
I'm just trying to show you something.
Spiteful.
What did you say to me?
I said spiteful.
Pinch me, will you?
I told you to stifle.
Are you all right?
Leave me alone.
Nobody's doing nothing to you.
Listen to me.
Mom.
All of you, listen to me. I said stifle and I mean stifle. Stifle, stifle, stifle.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial.
Turn me.
Charlie Tuna and Upside Down. Oh, I have this interstation announcement for the owner of the blue 1981 Chrysler in the parking lot. Please come to the studio. Now, nothing's wrong. We just wanted to shake your hand.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Wi-Fi love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
And with Charlie Tuna on the road again, looking for another new job, I'll bet. Oh, here's an executive recruiting firm tip for you if you're applying for a job. Don't be the first one to go in for an interview. The Robert Half Company. No, wait a minute. Are these the same guys that started all the trouble saying we were ripping our employers off for $100 million a year? Anyway, Robert Half Company surveyed job applications around the country and found the first person interviewed almost never gets the job. In fact, the company says the last person interviewed is the one most likely to be hired. Half says many companies are like baseball players who miss a lot of home runs because, quote, they never hit the first ball pitch. Now, wait a minute. If the last person is usually the one hired, of course that always works out that way. After they hire you, they're not going to interview anybody else, are they?
Charlie Tuna.
The ladies are always hearing, "You've come a long way, baby." But do you really know how far? In the 1800s, the Treasury Department hired lady clerks at $600 a year. Men made up to $1,800 for the same job. Today's military women camera technicians, jet mechanics, and dispersing clerks, with equal pay and equal opportunity, would have set the 19th century on its ear. The military salutes the women in the service, and so do we. Right on to the gals for making their tomorrows start yesterday.
People talk.
In recent years, the city of Liverpool, England, has refused to erect monuments to four of its most famous native sons, the Beatles. First, the Liverpool City Council voted down a proposal to build a statue to the famous foursome. Then it next plans to name streets in the city after John, Paul, George, or Ringo. But at last, there'll be recognition for the Beatles in Liverpool. The Liverpool Housing Committee has decided to name a block of apartments for the elderly after the Beatles. No word yet on the exact name or date of the dedication. In fact, there's no word on when the apartments will be built, since the project hasn't even been started yet. Who knows, maybe the apartments for the elderly will be done in time for the Beatles to move in. The Commodores took a break from their 92-city tour recently to go into the studio to record the theme song for a new movie. It's called Underground Aces, and both the record and the film will be released this fall. The Little River Band's manager, Glenn Wheatley, has been signed as musical director for a new film, and as you might expect, the Australian group will also be making an appearance in the movie. The story is about a young girl searching for success in the music business. Besides the Little River Band, the film called Daddy's Little Girl will also feature three other top Australian groups. Tim Harton, one of the 60s most productive songwriters, has reportedly kicked a longtime drug habit and is back in the studio recording his first album in many years. Harton's songs have been recorded by more artists than almost any other 60s songwriter. The most notable is the tune, If I Were a Carpenter.
People talk.
I saw a twinkle.
Minutes with Charlie Tuna. And love takes time. While it takes time, eventually, though, we get around to the first person. We talked to this guy's wife last week, Glenn Woodridge, who has set the world record in the Guinness Book for sitting in a tree, Glenn?
Right. In a tree house.
In a tree house. What was the purpose behind this, Glenn? Just because it was there?
Well, that and a few other things.
How long did the record last?
Well, it still went. The old record was about 3 years old when I set it.
And what's your new record?
182 days and 2 minutes.
And now, how do you do that in a treehouse? Do you have sanitation facilities or food? You do?
I call this a sanitary company, you know, the ones that handle construction sites and things.
Uh-huh.
And they brought out a tank.
Yeah.
I was down at the bottom, and I had a tube running up to the top, and I had a toilet up there. And I had water.
Uh-huh.
And I had electricity.
Yeah.
I had a TV and a CB radio and AM radio.
Were you bothered by any birds or squirrels while you were there?
No, just a few mice.
Mice? The mice are in trees?
This one was.
Not a creature was stirring, not even, well, not this house. Are you ever going to go back and try and break your record?
I don't know. If somebody tries to break my record, then I may try and go back and re-break the record.
Well, it's not often that I get to talk to a world record holder, much less a tree-sitting world record holder, but thanks for your time, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
I guess you have proved once and for all that when it comes to tree-sitting, your bark is as loud as, well, I think you know the rest.
As loud as my bite.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown.
That's going to have to can it for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for joining me today. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners on Wake Island. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And until that time, stay tuned.